Good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you. Just want to offer our appreciation to Brother Jesse Stevens for filling in last week for us. We had an unexpected event at my workplace, and that all worked out, but appreciate him very much for at spur of the moment filling in, and thankful for his leading us in song this morning. You know, there is an immense contrast between infinite and finite. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The lesson is simply entitled, God's Ways and Thoughts Above Ours. Our ways are not His when our thoughts are not His, which become problem ways as they are different thinking than God's. God appeals for our return to receive mercy. In Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, it reads, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." There is no human limitations with God. He said in Hosea 11, verse 9, "For I am God and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee." God does not think or act like mankind. "For God is in heaven and thou upon earth," Ecclesiastes 5 and verse 2. Isaiah 65 and verse 2 reads, "I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that is not good after their own thoughts." It is such a fatal mistake to ignore God's guidance. The Bible says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." The famous passage of Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Thus our need to know His thoughts, and the reason we should let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3 and verse 16. The lesson is entitled, God's Ways and Thoughts Above Ours, but humanity is inclined to see their own wisdom as greater. There has always been some who would array their puny wisdom against His. Eve, for example, used rationalism, or her own wisdom, not revelation. The Bible says concerning the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, "God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, which is the lust of the flesh, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, which is the lust of the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, which is the pride of life, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave to her husband with her, and he did eat." Genesis 3, verses 3 through 6. When God gave Naaman specific instruction to cleanse his leprosy through the prophet Elisha, Naaman used pride and his own wisdom. The Bible said that Elisha sent a messenger to Naaman, and he was wroth and went away and said, "Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper." Are not Abana and Pharpar rivers of Damascus better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. 2 Kings 5, 11 and 12. The Jews were religious but not saved. Paul said, "Brethren, my heart's and desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." Romans 10, the first three verses. What about the workers of Matthew chapter 7? Their activity must be lawful. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity," or workers of sin, Matthew 7, 21 through 23. For some, instead of adhering to God's ways and thoughts, sincerity is made the standard. But sincerity does not change error to truth. We can believe a gun is empty, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it truly is empty. We may have right to use medicine, but that doesn't mean it will heal 100%. We can believe that 2 plus 2 equals 5, but that doesn't make it so. In salvation, our choices will have dire consequences if we use "I think" as our standard rather than Bible teaching. As with the standard of weights and measures and time, so with truth, we need to use biblical facts and not "I think so." If we know the truth, it is the truth that shall make us free, John 8, verse 32. Free from the bondage of sin and the consequences of our own think so. Jesus prayed unto God the Father, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth," John 17 and verse 17. "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God," or his truth, 1 Peter 4:11. We shouldn't accept every wind of doctrine, Ephesians 4:14, but rather prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, read 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5. The lesson is entitled God's Ways and Thoughts Above Ours. There is much emphasis on what we think, but not on what God says. Consider a few of the many instances on man's thoughts. According to some, God as man does not mean what he says. But the Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 35. According to some, sin is not so terrible. This sounds similar to the first lie told by the serpent, "Ye shall not surely die," Genesis 3 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear," Isaiah 59 and verse 2. "The wages of sin is death," Romans 6 and verse 23. "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. "God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," Romans 5 and verse 8. "Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way," Psalms 119 and verse 104. According to some, God can be deceived as people are. But the Bible says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do," Hebrews 4 and verse 13. Ananias and his wife Sapphira were not able to conceal their deception, read Acts 5 verses 1 through 11. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15 and verse 3. According to some, we can express love to God in any way we please. But the Bible says, the just shall live by faith, Romans 1 and verse 17, not in any way we please. Sadly, they have not all obeyed the gospel, Romans 10 and verse 16. Jesus said, you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins, John 8 and verse 24. God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17 and verse 30. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned, Mark 16 and verse 16. In the first century, it was upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight, Acts 20 and verse 7. In the first century, they did so, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching, Hebrews 10 and verse 25. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Jesus said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? Luke 6 and verse 46. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Reads Galatians 5 and verse 7. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Reads 1 John 2, verses 3 through 4. And so, we cannot express love to God in any way that we please. According to some, one way is just as good as another. But the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalms 127 and verse 1. Jesus said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Matthew 15 and verse 13. God hath put all things under the feet of Christ and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. After Peter preached to those Jews who crucified Christ, they asked, what shall we do? Acts 2:37. And in Acts 2:38, Peter told them to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. And those that did, the Lord added to them to the church daily, such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. You can be sure one way is not as good as another. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Hebrews 2, the first three verses. According to some, God allows latitude in belief and practice. But the Bible says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 14 and verse 12. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, reads Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. Instead of directing our own way, we need to ask, what saith the Scripture, Romans 4 and verse 3, and then do it. Because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, throughly furnished unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. According to some, baptism is not essential to salvation. But the Bible says, now and forevermore, the baptism doth also now save us, 1 Peter 3:21. According to some, sprinkling serves as baptism, but that can't be so. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's Romans 6, verses 3 and 4. According to some, any immersion is okay. Peter said in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, that is, by His power and authority, for the remission of sins, just like the blood of Christ provides remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 2:38 and Matthew 26:28. Not the Holy Spirit Himself, but that which the Holy Spirit gives. The free gift. The gift by grace, Romans 5 and verse 15. The gift of God, Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Through the Holy Spirit revealed Word of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1 and verse 21. Any immersion is not okay because while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? He's asking if they have received what the Holy Spirit gives. In other words, have they obeyed the teachings of Christ so that they could receive all spiritual blessings or gifts in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1 and verse 3. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, unto or into what then were you baptized? And they said, unto or into John's baptism. And they said, Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Reads Acts 19, verses 1 through 5. Here we have believers being rebaptized because they had not been taught correctly since the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They had been ignorant that the New Testament era had arrived. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body or one church. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. That is, one Spirit with singular teaching. From the Holy Spirit revealed Word of God. You see, one can't be taught wrong and baptized right. One has to be scripturally taught right to be baptized right or correctly. Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13. Clearly, just any immersion is not okay. According to some, values gather around temporal and material things, such as success, wealth, rank, fame, fortune, and titles. But this is not what God looks for. For all those things hath my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word, Isaiah 69 and verse 2. In conclusion, whose scale of values are right, ours or God's? Do our ways and thoughts harmonize with His? If we haven't done so already, we should submit to Him today. And so we should arise and be baptized and wash away our sins, calling on the name of the Lord, Acts 22, verse 16. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1 and verse 9. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. And let him return to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7. If ye have need, the Lord invites you to come now, while together we stand and sing.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be
Amen.